I was deep in the library when I first set eyes on you. You looked kind of nerdy in that sweater, but still so hot. I asked what you were reading. You said, The Second Sex by Simone de Beauvoir. I smiled and said, Wow, that just made me kind of wet. You didn't seem fazed. You just half smiled back. Impulsively, I leaned in and whispered,
Wanna feel?
This time, I saw a look of shock pass over you that quickly turned to resolve. Suddenly, I was pulling up my dress, lifting it across my knees, my thighs, my panties now exposed. You slid your hand down to my waistline, underneath the elastic band, discovering my trim bush as you slipped further, reaching my lips, spreading them gently. Then you felt it, the juices now soaking your fingers like they did the fabric of my panties. I reached backwards and found the bookshelf behind me. Lifting myself, I perched my bum on the edge. Then I extended my legs outward and pulled you toward me. Leaning close to your ear, I whispered,
I want you.
You nod yes. I reached down. You stifled a moan as my fingers grazed across your cock through your pants. Whispering in your ear again, I said,
Shh. We don't want the other patrons to hear us, do we?
I unzip your pants. Pull your cock out. It's stiff in my hand. I begin to rub it back and forth and back and forth, back and forth.
I want you inside of me.
You brought the same two fingers back to my pussy, this time to slide my panties aside. I was exposed, ready for any hapless passerby to see. But you didn't let that last long. With a deliberate thrust, you plunged your cock inside of me.
Oh. Oh, that feels so, so good.
Covered my mouth as to not gasp out loud. Then I came right there in the middle of the library. But that wasn't all I wanted. I leaned in again and whispered,
Come inside of me.
Then I clutched my pussy as hard as I could. Before you could react, I saw you lose control. Suddenly, you were pulsing inside of me, shooting hot streams against my inner walls.
Shh,
I said again, and shoved my fingers into your mouth to silence you. Then, just like that, you were done. I hopped off the shelf, kissed you on the cheek, and strolled away down the aisle, your warm cum dripping through my still pulsing lips into my soaking panties.